Well, the second mission, seventh parak. First mission, seventh parak says, "Klal gadol amar b'shvi is closer meichel meochel meichel adam meichel behema. We mean that some made a miskayin b'aretz yeshal shvi is odama shvi is yeshal bir odama bir." Then they have mission base, and the mission two girsas. The girsa that one girsa. There are things in the second Mishnah that have Kedusha Shvius and don't have beer. Now, according to the Rash, the reason for these things not having beer is because they are not miskayim baretz. In other words, the kol she'eino meichel meichel and mitzvah miskayim baretz means it's one of the verses. Means that they are fundamentally they're not miskayim baretz, and the klal is. I'm sorry, they are miskayim baretz. I'm sorry, other round. They are miskayim baretz. That they're meichel meichel and mitzvah miskayim baretz. Both the permission of she'eino miskayim baretz. So since they're never kol lechayim and asada, they are not. There's no din beer. The Rambam has the Gersa Kol She'eno, and he has, according to the Kafach here, the Eino Miskayim Baretz. And it's clear in the Perashim Shnayis. They have Okal Acher Amr Kol She'eno Shvius Udam Shvius. Kol She'eno Vachol Amach Obhema Umin Atzom the Eino Miskayim Baretz Yeshal Shvius Udam Shvius Eino Bir Lo Udam Bir. So the change in Mishnah Alf Mishnah Beis is not whether the Miskayim Baretz. According to Amr, change in Mishnah Alf Mishnah Beis is whether it's Ochal Me'ochal Behem Ba'minatzovim or it's not Ochal Me'ochal Behem Ba'minatzovim. And the Ram Perish in Mishnah says, so Mefurish, Shkol She'ino Royal Echa Mishol Shedvaram Eil Lo L'maychol Lo L'machim Bavol Tseva Yesh Lo Dom HaShviyaz Ein Lo Lo Dom HaBir V'davkan Lo Yimiskayim Baretz Kamosh Arm B'chal HaRisha Vivi Kam Zed Dugmos. And then the Ram goes on to the next part of the Mishnah where it says, where all of a sudden shifts to Miminat Sovim. So why does he have to give another example? Punkta minat sovim. That was in the beginning. So minat sovim there. Because of hischal inyan, amar sheish dvar minat sovim yesh la madmeim shvius and then beer because they're miskayim. But the first list where things are not miskayim, but there's no beer because they're not quote meicholam meicholim lo minat sovim. So Ram seems to have this interesting idea that you can kedusha shvius. You can have things of Kedusha Shvius and no beer because they're not something. They're not Ochel Adam, Ochel Behema, Minat Sovim. There are two dargas in things that have Kedusha Shvius. It doesn't really define what these things are here, but if you look in Mishnah Torah, so it sounds like he defines it. Says in, it's worth noting that this list, these Mishnayos, are in Parag Zayin, in Hilchos Bir, right, which is consistent. And if you would have expected before the Rambam, that's a mission like the Rash, let's say, that basically Mishnah Parag Zayin Mishnah Aleph is giving you the seems to be giving the klum of what has Kedusha Shvius. Mishnah Aleph Mishnah Beis is giving you the klum of Kedusha Shvius. Those in Kedusha Shvius, and the difference between Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis is a halacha in detail of beer. There's a halacha in beer that's only when it's called lechayim. And so then something that's miskayim ba'aretz doesn't have beer. The Rambam in Parakei, or earlier, but Parakei when he really introduces us Kedusha Shvius, Parak Dalet talks about Svichim, but I think just to say to Edvarim, that's because Parak Dalet is Svichim in many Rishonim isn't necessarily totally on Kedusha Shvius. The Rambam actually it's a little bit more totally, but the point of Parak Dalet is that there's Gzeir Mishum Avodas Hakara. Avodas Hakara doesn't know Aser B'Diavad D'Raisa, sometimes Aser B'Diavad D'Rabbanan, and they made a Gzeir on things all to Avodas Hakara. Then when you really start Parak Day, that's where you get into Kedusha Shvius. Svichim is a different discussion. So he never tells you, at least he doesn't give you this list at all here in Parakei, of Michael Adam, Michael Behem, and Esovim are defined that which has Kedusha Shvius. He talks about in Parak Zayin, at the end of the Parak about, towards the end of the Parak about Biur, And he says, starts with Halacha Gimel Klal Gadol Rishvias Kol Shul Mechol Mechol Behemah Mitzovim Imein of Eskayim Baruch Yesh Rishvias Lam Rishvias V'Chay Bebir Rish Lam Bebir Kegon gives you a list. And there's no beer. According to Ram again, these Pratim, we haven't yet defined them what makes Shvius Rambam explicitly, but the Shvius are not defining what makes what gives things Kedusha Shvius, they're defining what gives things the Nebir. What makes them Kedusha? The Ram gives you a hint. He says, well, it tells you. That's the one thing he tells you. That if it's Kedusha Shvius unless it's Le'etzim. Now, what does that mean? So, for a second. So the Chazanish.
Why was it sufficient in the Havamina?
Actually, before it gets to the Chazanish, just point out the Ravid says, he doesn't know what the Ravid is talking about. Says the Ravid, if it's he brings the Ravid from the eighth parak. We're talking about the eighth of a kurnis. As long as parish beil meishlam beer mlap, uklolos shalzaver gets into beer a little bit. But basically, he says, what do you mean? In order to have kedusha shvius, it has to be one of these things. And if it's not, then you can be, sometimes it can have kedusha shvius and be machshav it. Where's the Rambam's new categories? None of these things are still a kedusha shvius. The Kasmish, I think I also can point out. Tall and two gerses in the Mishnah. The Chazanish seems to think that this Rambam is not the chutz la'etzim. What does it mean? What's the significant etzim? Chazanish writes here in Yigimel Tes, he quotes the Rambam. Basically, it's still true. What makes something kedusha shvius that's ma'achol adam ma'achol minatzovim? There's a chiddush. There's a chiddush in ma'achol adam ma'achol minatzovim. These things which aren't really ma'achol adam ma'achol minatzovim because they're not ma'acholon ha'arev. It's not pleasant to eat. They're edible b'shas atchak, and chayus can eat them. Chayus, you don't care about really anything, will eat them. But they're not ma'achol behemah. It's distinction behemah and chaya. But okay, so that's the chiddush that forced the Ram holds a chiddush that they don't get dina beer, but they still have kedusha shvius. I'm leaving at the beer angle for now. Why they don't have a mahalach on exactly what, why beer is totally on this?
Doesn't beer the pasuk say chayes?
That tells you that be called a chayim and a sure. But that's I guess not. Yud gimel tes. Shu dushu dvarim.
That's a little strange, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't know. It's not all he says anyway. He says, came though. That's not her. I don't know. Is that he sort of downplays, I guess what I'll say, the Chiddush in this Rambam. But the Rambam sounds like he said. So I'm saying, when we really say it, the Rambam sounds like he said. You did that. Kedusha Shvius is not, as I said before, this is not a. These are not talking about Kedusha Shvius. There's a din that everything that grows. And I'll be more, maybe more precise soon. That everything that grows has Kedusha Shvius. Maybe not everything that grows. We'll define it. Except for Eitzim. Eitzim do not. We'll have to see what the opposite of Eitzim are. The Chazan doesn't seem to learn that way. The Mishnah Rishonah does. That's probably something the Mishnah Rishonah does. The Mishnah Rishonah. Here,
what's the kasha on the Rambam? If Rashi and the Mari can and the Shita are right, this Kabbalah doesn't make
here,
sense.
But it's definitely the eighth pair.
Wow. Hopefully I appreciate it.
Point out two gerses. Rash Tanicha, the Karli Klacher, the Nusach Risi Aslamim, the Yesh Lash Ein Biskai, and Aval Bikin Ein Lubir, and Hainuk Shainu Machlod and Mayhem of Ulomin Sev. Oh, we got to pay. Barakach, come on. Oh. He says here in Tarek Zion, but he tells us to look in Parakas. One second, I'm just he says more explicitly in Parakas. As I'll introduce in Parakas. He thinks he has a raya for the Rambam. And his raya is Mishnah Ches out. Shoshan is very creative, but I think. The Mishnah Ches Aleph talks on the Sia Ezov and Kurnis stuff. At the end of the Mishnah, it says, Kol Miuchol Meichol Adam Eosem Lug Mul Adam Eitzach Lam Behemah Chol Shein Miuchol Meichol Adam Eosem Mimer Lug Mul Adam Avlo Behemah Chol Shein Miuchol Meichol Adam Lo Meichol Behemah Chashav Av Meichol Adam Meichol Behemah. So if something's not Miuchol Meichol Behemah, if he's Chashav Av Meichol Ula Meichol Behemah, then no some Chum Yadam Chum Behemah Chashav Av Eitzem Eruke Eitzem. Fact the Mishnah Mishnah, and let's say neither one. Let's have an Ezov you want for Parah Aduma. You weren't chashal of Michael Matheim, and you weren't chashal of Eitzim. So it's mazah.
It's not
miyuchad either.
No, and
you're
not machshav either.
You got an Ezov for Parah Aduma.
Cool.
The Taras Amatzayer. You didn't pick it to be Michael Adam. You didn't pick it to be an Eitz. You picked it because. Or to be, picked it to be a decoration. Picked it for Parah Aduma. That's the thing. That's why else you do an Ezov. It's not any of these things. They picked it to sweep the floor. After, I don't know, but that's so. He says, it's a steer in the yugim. Duration, mash medaf kol achila. Have a kamachal. Sharkol darav keitzim. Ziv mash medaf kol eitzim. Says the nearly the hachalot tzarch missing. No, the safest dafka. Liki leitzim avik eitzim. Halachol shar darav kem meichol. The midrashi lekol mit ibcha. Yeah, we can midrashi chashal meichol reu kem meichol. Shat patin lemed ibcha. Kevin tani noslam chumre adam mash yilo chashal meichol. Ein noslam chumre shal meichol. Mudat zan malugma lo sholkam kol mashvius noebo. She also beschoral abdo. We can raya la rambam. The chibur shkasa perzayin din yedalet kol shenam yuchol meichol adam lo meichol heima veinu minatzovim oev einu leitzim. Yesh lo shvius. Dama shi'ut krishul el parak zayin mishnah beis says mishnah shayna just like this. The way to read this mishnah is if you were chashav of meichol adam meichol behema, then it has the chumras of meichol adam meichol behema, and that it doesn't have the chumras of meichol adam meichol behema. If you're chashav like eitzim, it's like eitzim. It doesn't have kedusha shvius. If it's neither, it has neither. What does that mean? That means it has kedusha shvius. It doesn't have the chumras of meichol adam meichol behema, which I want. It's no isser malugma. But it has kedusha shvius, as opposed to eitzim, which doesn't have kedusha shvius. And so that's the mark of the Rambam, that eitzim is a separate category. The chashav of eitzim is a separate category. I think this works well. I'll see where it gets it from. Maybe it gets, if I had a chance to get a little bit back, Klippos. It's I think I was asking how you define an eitz. But if you look in Parakeh, Parakeh is very confusing. I am a little confused, but I will. The loose ends here that I'm not really sure how properly to work through the sugya in Sukkah. But if Ram has other rayas, maybe they're kash from Sukkah. Actually, before Parakeh, I'll point out one more thing. The Rambam happens to paskin. It's just a technical question, but it fits in with this whole story. My paskin. It's my chalokas. I read the Rambam. The Rambam perish mishnayis in the Madur Bas from the perish mishnayis in Sukkah. So it says the following. It says the Mishnah says if a person wants to be konen esther from Amaretz. So what do you have to do? You have liad and lulav. So if you look in the Gemara is the kasha. Why is what happened? The lulav also who's your shvius. The Gemara makes the okimta that chushin ches l'shvius. The Rambam says no such thing. The Rambam says no. Does he not say that? He says explicitly, right? Have a lulav mutar l'malchum v'shuka eitzim. He says why shuka eitzim? Vein tush shvius chalalav. Period. And apparently that was not in the Madura Kama, but that's in the Madura Basra. And the Rambam in Hilchos Shmita V'Yovel, when he quotes the din, he just quotes, that's less explicit, he just quotes the Mishnah Stam. He doesn't make any okimtas in the lulav. So Mari Kurka says yeah. Because obviously this lulav and shvius was chondan shishis. Because after all, it's only 15 days, so that's it's assumed. That's Mari Kurka says in light of the Gemara, but Rambam doesn't say it. Rabbi Kiveger on the Mishnah points out, he thinks it's Sher Rambam. points out the Ram Perish Mishnah, with the Rav quotes. And so good, he puts it Shver. His eye in the Kapos Marm. I did not get a chance to look at the Kapos Marm.
He says the Maskana, the Sugya changes.
Right, so question, how do you get the Maskana changes? Does he say because of the Rashba? I saw it.
Yes, it says Bottle.
It says
Lulav is Bottle Shtar Eitzim. When it's Stam Eitzim,
okay, so, yeah, so it depends how you read the Shtar Kavitari, and I want to get into a little different. You went to a lot of Chorma, different places, and I did happen to see the Tzitzit HaKodesh. I don't know if this particular Teretz will work in the Rambams broadly. But in the Tzitzit HaKodesh, he asked the Kasha also. And he says, I think it's totally on the Rashba in Bava Kama, where the Rashba quotes the same Sugar parallel. Sugar Pierce. Bava Kama, Rashba quotes from the Ravid, which actually, according to this, the Rav Bezdin, Baal Eshkol, who says, has a third Gersa in the Gemara, not Stam Eitzim, not Eitzim Masaka Tanoi, not Stam Eitzim Masaka Tanoi, but Eitzim Tanoi. And he says that's the way the Gemara is answering is this concept that you just said, that Eitzim can have Kedusha Shvius in the general question. You were assuming up to now there's a Chiluk with an Eitzim. No! The general, the original, the answer to the original theory is a Machlokes Tanoi, that Kedusha Shvius and Eitzim.
And that's why you have to be Mokim Nechazos.
No, so then you won't have to be Mokim Nechazos Shvius.
Meaning, you hold Eitzim have Kedusha Shvius.
Right, this assumption, your assumption was
that Eitzim have
Kedusha Shvius. And the answer to the cash is, it's Machlokes Tanoi. And if you hold it, figure out how the Ram Tzai, that's Paskin. But basically, he paskins that Eitzim and have no Kedusha Shvius.
Because the cash in the Ram from the Sugya is like he categorically says Eitzim are out. And
right, and the Gemara, the way Rashi reads the Gemara. Lulav is out. No, Lulav is out because they're Eitzim. And the way Rashi reads the Gemara, all the days in the Gemara assume that Lulav is in. The Shaila just says why and whether it's a.
Is Lulav Eitzim?
If
that's
the
Shaila. The Shaila is Lulav is Eitzim.
Because Lulav.
No, whether all Eitzim.
But the Gemara seems the first thing in the Gemara is Eitzim are out because they're not allowed to be in Shava, and Lulav sounds like it's different. And then the Gemara says something about being a Tanoihi, which either means that maybe the Eitzim Asaka of Kedusha is also, or whether or not you can assume some Eitzim Asaka of Kedusha is also. But Lulav doesn't change. Lulav is certainly in. That's what the Gemara Rashi reads the Gemara. Rashi tries to read the Gemara. But there's other ways to read the Gemara. But then the Rambam probably read the Gemara some other way. Here's another one of the ways to read the Gemara. And the Rambam seems to come to the Maskana that Lulav is out. And the reason he gives is because Lulav ate him. Now, again, if ate him is out because Hanas Bir is in Shava, then Lulav, not Hanas Bir is not Shava, then because it doesn't meet the criteria of Hanas Bir is Shava, which may the Ram may not hold of, but the altogether, but Mar assumed Lulav is in, so what's the Mar's Teretz at the end? So it's either Rash, but the Mar's Teretz is. Again, a little unclear. You have to work through the Cheshbon and the Sugya. How the Rambam's work through the Cheshbon and the Sugya. But I just want to be more in the short time we have, without again leaving some loose ends. How to work everything out. The following. But it does sound from this Rambam that the Rambam has this klal that Eitzim are mufka. Arguably, it certainly fits. Now, the Gloshon of Gemara in the fifth parak. Gloshon of Rambam. I'm sorry, in the fifth parak. Five things you can do with Peyrus Shvius. Achila, Shtia, Sicha, Lakas, Ner, Tzvia. You have to do Achila in a normal way, okay? You can use Tzvia, Dvarim, Shadarkam, Batzbo, Ramap, Fishem, Machal, Adam, Tzov, Mem, Adam. Al Ein Tzov, Behema, and Peyrus Shvius, Achim, Machal, Behema. Only certain kinds of Tzvia. And then, Allah Chayyur, he talks that Mini, and the Allah Chayyur, which is actually. And the Frankel broke up two separate halachas put together, but either way, it's striking. If you skip the end of halacha yud, he says, "Ein mechabes and peyer shvius, ein osam em melugma shem vayis hashavar tzlacham lach lo melugma lach lo lo melugma ziv lo haki lo mishal lutus." You can't use peyer shvius for any of these things because they're not in the five. Only can use these list of five. Kvius is out, melugma is out, mishal is out, ziv is out, haki is out. Yeah. Except that's not true, because look at the Nid Halach. Mine kvasim, could go in Boris al, kedusha shvius chalaleim, umachabsim ha. Shinemar, vaysa shabbat la'aretz lachem, lachem l'chot tzorcheichem. And again, I don't want to get into the nitty gritty of different days in the Gemara. I'm trying to avoid that because I haven't worked everything out 100%. And in the Rambam, it's always a little bit. It's always the option that he has another sugya and he picks it and he does matcha this sugya in light of this kind in this kind of that kind of cheshbon. But what it says in the Rambam, he says there's no peyrus shvius limited to five things. He says explicitly kvius is not one of them, right? And Meluk, it's not one of them. And then he says, in Melugma, okay, Michael Behema, you can use for Melugma Adam, you can't use Melugma for Behema, it's limited. And then he says, the Kvasim has Kushashvias, and you're Mechapsim them. Before he gets Alayim Mechapsim, he says something like by Minik Kvasim. So somewhere in between Manamagi and Sam should be in Kushashvias Chalim. Look on the side, it says there's a hacker. Someone should say that. But the Yerushalmi, but the Achrim point out, the Ram doesn't say it, and the Makaris don't say it either.
Wouldn't that just be very repetitive? Anyway?
Yeah, it's strange. Also, I mean, you know that don't worry about Yindor. Don't worry about things that grow in Shvis. You can mechavish with because they don't have Kedusha Shvis. Because Kedusha Shvis is not repetitive. Because Kedusha Shvis, now the Ram hasn't yet told you about what has Kedusha Shvis. So now he's telling you things that
just
don't.
So why do you need the second half of the Ram, though? Just say they have no Kedusha Shvis.
No, because they mechavish and pay Rosh Shvis. Mikvasim will have no kushas shvius. Right. What's with drasha reis of mechalas lachem lach? It's very difficult. Rambam, still in the back, the Archa Shulchan tries to miyashiv it. But Pshuto Shad Rambam says yesh kushas shvius galay. So I think Pshuto Shad Rambam, this Rambam is again, the Rambam used his term advisably. I'll tell you why. Peiro shvius nidu lachiva. Peiro shvius. That's not Lashon Mishnah. Lashon Mishnah is Shvius. The Rambam added the word. It seems from the Rambam. And then again, Mini Kvasim, you can use Avalei Mechapsim with Peiro Shvius. Could be the Rambam saying like this. There's a concept called Peiro Shvius. That's. Now, where Michael Behema fits into this is a. I don't have time for a discussion. Maybe if we have time, we'll try to work this where Michael Behem fits into it. At the very least, Michael Behem is a sort of included in that. I'll actually mention maybe Machlekes. But Peirush Shvias have specific uses. That's the possibility of Shabbos Chem L'Ochla, Ochla, V'lo, 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 V'lo. But Dalacha, that there are things you can have Kedusha Peirush Shvias aren't the only things that have Kedusha Shvias. Peirush Shvias are things that are Machol. Those things have all these dinim that you can only need an achilas siyah nichol and hadlak near siyah. There are other things in which the peirush shvius may not be the same definition of what yesh labir. I'm this is still loose ends. I'm not that the same agar. I'm trying to point out that sounds in the Rambam that there is this broader category of things don't have to be peirush shvius, but they don't have to be ro'i la'ochla u'lahanot v'son shav and all the tznayim that the Gemara Sukkah talks about have kedusha shvius. In order to have all cold in a pair of shvius, they have to have them. But it sounds like I'm all have kedusha shvius. Is such a thing as kedusha shvius?
The Gemara connects the two.
Again,
by combusting.
Right. As I said, the Gemara. I'll show you one Gemara which I think will help the Rambam. The other Gemara's have to work on. Right. The Gemara seems to say that, but the Gemara uses that to show. Why, if you can use for kvisa, if you can't use for kvisa, then eitzim are out, right? And if you can use for kvisa, so what's the Kasimish say? The Kasimish says he thinks the whole machlekes in the sugya there is not about perush. He says is the things that miuchadim with kvisa. Right, and so again, at this point, it's again, maybe he thought the Yerushalmi is cholak in the Bavli because it's a muck of this dinner. Yerushalmi, yesh la'ayim b'chol zeh. But it does seem from the Rambam that the Rambam has this halacha of peirush shvius. Peirush shvius is limited to certain uses. You can't do kvisa with peirush shvius. And it's not simply and it sounds from the Rambam, the Fumriyata, it would. I think. I think it's meduyak that even if it was darko for kvisa, because for tzviya he says tzvarim shedarko mitzvah ma'afish emacholam tzol memorah. Right, meaning it has to be darko tzviya. It's not darko tzviya, so then it's like giving meichol to meichol to behema, but that doesn't count. But even but tzvarim shedarko tzol, even though it's meichol adam, it's roi lachila. Some dyes made from these roi lachila. You can use it because that's a legitimate use for peirush shvius. Kvisa wouldn't be, even if you hypothetically, if you have something that was meant for Malugma, no meant for kvisa, it doesn't matter. That's not a legitimate, that's not dumi lo achla, that's not a legitimate use of bayar shvi'is. Not because it's not omi lo kach, because it's not a legitimate use of bayar shvi'is. But if you have kvas, kav, mine kivasim, kav, how is it pronounced? Kovsim, kavasim. Kovsim are the people who do it. Whatever the correct grammatical use of that, pronunciation of that word is, those things are not bayar shvi'is. So those things still can have kedusha. They're not eitzim, they still have kedusha shvi'is. Where the Mishnah Rishon is from the Rambam. But then, for them, there's din lochem lochol chatzerichem. Whatever they're useful for, you can use them. As I'm not going to be able to answer the question. Me is fine by beer. In they have tush, right? Right, no, so I don't know. So I don't know. What happens to chiddush to me in tzvayim is that tzviya is one of the legitimate uses for shvius. Lule the Rambam, priest is not one of the legitimate uses.
No, but you can do.
No, but tzviya you can use for mipeiros arichem also. It's pretty clear from the Rambam.
And miuchal tzviya could only do tzviya.
Dvarim shadarkim mitzvah
afishim. You can't make things lower than that.
Can you eat them?
You can eat them.
You can eat them.
But sometimes you can't go. Whereas mini kvasim, you can do whatever you want with them.
Probably. I don't know what you want though. What's low?
I don't know.
He's from Hema. I don't know. It happens to be. What? The main thing I'm trying to say is that there's this. Ram has this category of things that we see from beer. Ram has got things that have Kedusha Shvi'is that don't have beer. Here it seems that the things that have Kedusha Shvi'is that don't have the dinim, old dinim of Lacha. Are they identical? I'm not sure. Are Svi'is this part of the definition of Peiro Shvi'is? Or other somehow is a different chiluk. I'm not really sure yet. I don't have a clarity on this. There are different psukim, but there are a number of categories in the Rambam, and there's this very broad category called kedusha shvi'is, which excludes eitzim. And I suspect I'll bring one raya from Yishalmi. I think it's a raya. And then point out a gemara in the Bible that fits with this, and maybe leave the rest to try to think it through. And then maybe we'll pull one more thing. The Yerushalmi in the. And the Shami goes to says like this. This is not the key. This is starting. This is brought halacha. But I'm gonna get to the next line. Ma'im ochle adam shein osemei malug mali adam osem ochle adam. You're not using ochle adam osem tzivuim la adam. That you can use ochle adam. You can use for tzviya ochle behemash osem malug mali adam lakoch kenshem tzivuim la adam. Okay, fine. Next line, the Shami. Mine malug mayos ma'al osem tzivuim la adam. Can use malugma for tzviya. And Yerushalmi says, "Ma'im ochle adam she'ino osem mimlug adam osem em tzivuim la adam mimlosh osem mimlug adam lakosh kenshem tzivuim la adam mimlug mos." What are those things? The kedusha shvi'is and mimlug mos. So again, the form yeta in Yerushalmi, I guess maybe I have liberty to say to be more independent. But I don't know, the form yeta, I haven't looked at all the first Yerushalmi, but the form yeta Yerushalmi says there's something called kedusha shvi'is and mimlug mos. Right? That's what it sounds like. And you can use malugma for malugma. Yerushalmi doesn't say, God doesn't quote that, but the same thing Yerushalmi says for kibbles. You can use mini kibbles for kibbles. Even though malugma is a class, cholodei in the Gemara in the Bavli is not a la'achla tag b'tashmish. But it doesn't change, like there's something that's miyucha malugma, it can use malugma, has the shiz, others more have a shayla, can use it for tzviya. When you have a shayla, it's nothing to talk about. It's not nothing to shiz, you can do whatever you want with it. Vice versa. Maskalas, you can use it for tzviya. Learn from Kal v'chomer, but vice versa, that's kedusha shvi'is. Look how it sounds in Yerushalmi. I think the mucker, I don't know if I have time to get into Michael Behema, talking about a little bit this morning. I think there's a sugya nida, I think, is the mucker for part of this. The rash is a very hard time with the sugya nida. But the Gemara nida seems to say that shvi'is is totally on a shame pre. Now, at least some of the Shias. Now, the Rambam, I'm saying, doesn't quite go that far. But something about Shias told in Hashem Pri. The, I should add, Mishas Avera Vakoyfer Velatom Vaktaf Yeshlam Shvius Ulodmeyam Shvius Yeshlam Dmir Dmeyam Bir. Okay, that's so that's not a lot. That doesn't appear in our Mishnah. The Rash thinks it's true. The Fi the Rambam, I'm not sure it's true, because the Rambam has this category of things. According to the Rash, the only thing that's not a beer is Dovr Shein is a Miskayim. So there's no reason why it wouldn't be true with the Rashes. And the Rash, more than that, the Rash says it's mashma from the fact that the Mishnah didn't say otherwise. The Rambam absolutely doesn't think it's mashma. The Mishnah didn't say otherwise because the Rambam, or I should have pointed out, the Rambam in Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel on Klipim and Galinim also says it's no beer. The Rash probably holds it as beer, and the Rambam there also says Yeshlam Shvius Einlam beer. That goes with the Rambam, whatever exactly the parameters that din is. The Rambam also seems to have another example of something that is not Iker Michael the Michael Bema Minyan Tzolvim, but it still has Klusha Shvius. But because it's not the Iker Din of the grade A Klusha Shvius, or whatever you want to call it, is excluded from the Din Beer. But those things don't necessarily go together. That's another example. The Ram, and obviously the Ram didn't think that the omission of Einlam Beer implies Yeshla Beer. So probably here, also, there's no reason here he assumed that it's in that way either. But be that as it may, so the Gemara there says that's not very cool. The Gemara is trying to say when we pass like a Billy Ezra. That's the and the Gemara says, I have a place with Sholeik Abelezer, because the Mishnah says in Tzviyas a very cover al tom laktav yesh shem shiyus l'dunyas shiyus yesh shem beer l'dmei beer. V'amar p'das man tana kitva peira Rebelezer he Rebelezer v'amar Rebzera. Ah, since you don't hold like Rebelezer, so we can make laktav because Rebelezer is the one who holds laktav as a pre. Where is Rebelezer laktav as a pre? Because in our law, he holds the Ktaf as a pre. The Blazer says, Aman bistraf orla usr. Ktaf is a, right? Straf noting at the Ktaf. But the Neymar's whole discussion, maybe it's only Katz for the Gavza, but Katz for the Peyrei, that the sap that comes from the fruit, Katz is more of sap. Sap comes from the fruit, the Modev is in pre. And then the Gemara says that maybe the Rabbanu will agree, but Elon Shainosa Peros, the sap does have the nerve pre, because that's it's perio, the same sap, it's Elon Shrak, the very same sap. If Elon Shrak, that's the pre. And otherwise, not the pre. So this sounds like it would be great if we were learning Brachas, or learning Arla. But what does it have anything to do with Shvius? We say you need pre and Shvius, what's Epis? So the Rash actually. Right.
It's not just the Rash, it's the way you learn the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, at least in one day, Zera is machalic between Orla and Shvius, because Orla's new needs a pre.
Which line is Yerushalmi? The Rash goes over to Yerushalmi, right. So the Rash has no reason here. Okay, but the Rash, but he explains. He says he thinks Yerushalmi. He's bothered by a kash. Even Tobias starts with a kash. This song is a premise. He thinks before he even starts with Yerushalmi, it's fine. You don't understand. If you look in the Mishnah, what is the Mishnah? In Perigzai Mishnah above. Aver of a kofra, ktaf al tom yeshom shiyus lameyam shiyus, of shimon omer ein lektaf shiyus, you receive mibesh eno pre. You receive the Mishnah, of shimon shiyus in the Mishnah, that pre becomes important. It's unclear why that's important. So frek the Rash, you tell him, hey, ktaf yechidam. Ian also achar biuro, my time of the month, that's right. The Rash is learning, like we all learned, that whether something is shiyus is totally on the klolim of what it's used for. So what does machloek is about? If it's an also achar biuro, my time of the month also, well, achlok siv. Dachilasu biuro shava, yatsu eitzim shalasu achar biuron. Vien also biuro shava, my time of the month shari. Says if you say the only machloek is in the kaft of the gavza from the branches, then you could say, man the shari mishin the batal agavetz, avish nasu biuro shava. Maybe it doesn't count, there's no chashivos, it's batal to the tree, and that shouldn't matter. That was bottom. And then the end, he has kashes. And the end, he says, Veniru farish, the bain of those bain of their modu, the bekit with the gavzi, pligi gabi orlo. El drapidos, mashvish, vias lorlo, lahatia. We have a shu of a kat for the gavza, because it's not a pre for orlo, it's not a pre for shvias. But that's because it, for bezeru, sphere, lay, ad, come obligo, run a laser, belazer, gabi orlo, the kat for the gavza. Avakav, the peri, moidu, gabi orlo, kashav, kav, the gavza. Kach shav kach the gavs gav shvius kach the peyrei the gavi orla. But the straf of the gavs for shvius should be the same as the straf of the peyrei orla. Let me show the gavi shvius. What we're not pre? She shvius no because beimach and he says why? Because look at the mission beimach or beimach or beimilk in straf. Shalom batal gavi oitz. Close shav mochiach. He says he thinks it's muach in the Yerushalm. But I have a sneaky suspicion that the Rambam got some yisoid from this. When he quotes this Mishnah, he says, "Perek Zayin Chafalos." The Perek Zayin, sorry, you test. Haberid Rakover Lotem Yeshlam Shvius Leim Shvius Haktaf Ustraf Yotzmei Lanos Min Olam Min Ekar Min Lashvius Yotzmei Min Apagim Yeshlam Shvius Odam Shvius By Medrash Min Bila Meichel Avo Bila Strak Avi Yotzmei Olam Min Ekar Kapri Shalem Yeshlam Odam Shvius. So he quotes it in. Based on the Gemara in the discussed the Gemara in Nida, that it's if it's a pre, it's din kapri shalom, then it has kedusha shvius. So that's so it seems now here's talking about for kedusha shvius. So I don't again. So I don't know. Right, it's not exactly what I said before in the Karka. So
I mean, it's half good.
It's half good, right?
The Rambam has his expensive.
Right. It's half good, but I think here the point is. One second. I'm pointing out those anomalies, that, and I think the way that's why I have to put some pieces together. I think the Yisoid HaDvarim with the well, you could say so the Rambam not didn't pre be'etzim, but it's what here your alternative is either pre or it's etzim. And the Rambam thinks that the gidulim we'll call that way have gusha shvius. Etzim don't have gusha shvius. So the question here is whether it's a chelik of the eights or whether it's a pre. Here they happen to be two alternatives. So if it, the chiddush is that the sraf, that if it's the it's a pre shlam, therefore it's not the eights. But the nidon of that's the rash starting. It's batal the eights. The whole nidon of the sugya, whether it's a shame pre or a shame. Well, I'm suggesting a shame pre or shame eights. The rash actually sets it up that way. If you start with Perek Zayin, is the Rashi is bothered by what does it do with this? Is it shame pre is all irrelevant? All to do with what's an also Yerushalmi Shavuos? What does also do all of that? So that's why I'm suspecting.
See, it's more than about Hanas. All you see from the Rambam is that it's more than Hanas and Yerushalmi.
Correct. It has to do with
what you need a pre.
Right? No,
no. He basically was supposed to have eight.
No. So I'm saying. So at this point, I'm saying I don't have. That's what I said. That's what I started with. They're this not tied together, but.
All you see is they need more than Hanasa.
You see that the feed the Rambam, right? You see that from Kavis also, right? You see from the Rambam that Hanasa Mishavah doesn't is a din in something he defines as Peir Shvius. That's true, or something like that, where there's a limitation of Achla, Dumitul Achla, din with something he defines as Peir Shvius. But Kedusha Shvius can go beyond that. The term pre that he uses in Peir Shvius that he uses in Parakei might mean things that are Macholim specifically. And the term here is Peir as opposed to eight. I'm not saying the terms are that identical. And there's a little bit of a doichik in that. But the fact that whether it's Nidino Kapri being important and the fact that you can have Kedusha seems the Ram seems you have Kedusha Shvius two dargas, something that Kedusha Shvius which he calls the Parakei Peir Shvius and limits what you can use them for, and other things that are self Kedusha Shvius but have a broader ability to use, plus in fact in Hilchos Bir he seems to have a broad category of things that are half Kedusha Shvius that don't have Dinei Bir, but not because of a internal Bir, at least an obvious internal Bir Svara, which would apply to Peir Shvius as well, but just not because they're not Ikar Pri. Klippim is another example of that. So the Mishnah Rishonah reads the Rambam, takes the Rambam's word for it. That the Kipshuto, that there's the Chazish doesn't learn this way, but that there is a that Eitzim, everything besides Eitzim don't have Kedusha Shvius, and that may be once he sort of backs down from Hanasim Mishava has been Kaveik Kedusha Shvius. The Kula that comes from that perhaps is Lulav. I mean again not working Cheshmen through the Sugya. But at least in this thing, the Rambam on its own, because that lulav, it doesn't really matter. Meidach, the flip side, that doesn't really matter if it's Hanasim Biru and Shavu or not. But it's an eitz and mufka. That's what I'm saying. Eitz and mufka. Okay. So Od Yesh Ayin to put all the sugars together, and it probably has to be tweaked. But I think there's a dvarim b'go.